And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley and joining me is Gerald Quigley. As always, good morning to see you.
Morning, Jo.
And Sally Overmeter, so lovely to see you.
Good morning, you guys.
Yourself. Oh, look, I've got a spring in my step because I love September. Just love it. I love what it brings. I love spring. I love the scent of the flowers in the air. How gorgeous is it?
The change of season, right? You just know summer's around the corner.
Footy finals.
And there's more light in the morning. I just absolutely love it. Mm. But also it brings with it a very important awareness campaign, Step-tember, which is all about changing the lives of people with cerebral palsy. So many people aren't aware that cerebral palsy is the most common physical disability in children.
Wow.
So it's a very distressing condition. It directly affects movement and posture for life. And an Australian child is diagnosed every 20 hours.
Mm. And we have 34,000 Australians who are actually living with this disease, which you don't hear a lot about it, do you?
Well, I was just going to say that you don't hear a lot about it, yet it's so common. Mm. And I think this is where we really, there's some work to be done around the awareness. I'm glad we're having this talk today.
Mm. Yes, so we can all do our bit to raise awareness through Step-tember, which is all about getting our 10,000 steps every day, which, you know, we all aim to do anyway. So it's a great opportunity to contribute to this awesome campaign. So we're going to learn more about Step-tember and what we can do from the Cerebral Palsy Alliance. Also today, I don't know about you, Gerald and Sally, but I don't really love doing a plank. Certainly, I'm not.
No. I'd go so far as hate. I thought you were very, very generous there with the I don't love.
You know, it's one of the positions in yoga that I always sort of roll my eyes at and go, oh, I feel like I maybe might need to skip that one. But we're going to be speaking today with a man, 28-year-old South Australian, who suffers with chronic pain every day, yet he did a plank for over 9 hours to break the world record.
This is amazing.
I think 90 seconds I tried once, and then my toes went into spasms, so I gave up.
Well, he was in agony the whole time, but he did this as a way of inspiring sufferers of chronic pain because he is someone who lives with chronic pain every day.
That is inspiring. Yes. That is inspiring. 9 hours.
And what it shows, Sal, and how often do we find people in pain are looking for an easy option, take a pill. Mm. But what this chap, I'm sure, will talk to us about is the power of the mind in coping with pain when you offer a distraction. I suppose there's no greater distraction than planking for 9 hours.
It's like choose your pain. What kind of pain do you wear from head to toe? All right, we're also going to be looking at how we can boost our health and immune system with a range of wellness powders and supplements. And in our A to Z of vitamins, we continue to explore the benefits of ubiquinol. And as always, we'd love to hear from you with any questions that you might have to support your health and well-being today. 131-873, Gerald and Sally are both here with breadth of knowledge to share with you, so do give us a call, 131-873. Next up, how we can make a difference for kids with cerebral palsy. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Discover the Wanderlust Vegan Plant Active Beauty range at Chemist Warehouse. Like Wanderlust Collagen Booster, a delicious beauty blend with vitamin C derived from acerola, camu camu, baobab and other superfruits to support collagen formation for glowing skin. The convenient powder format can be added to water, juice, a smoothie or your favourite brekkie bowl. Try Wanderlust Collagen Booster at Chemist Warehouse, only $25.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Wanderlust Collagen Booster, available now for $25.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You are listening to The House of Wellness, and we'd love you to give us a call, 131-873, with any questions that you have for your health. But first up, we're talking about the debilitating condition, cerebral palsy. Every day, a baby is born with cerebral palsy, making it the most common physical disability in childhood. In Australia, as you said, Gerald, there are 34,000 people living with cerebral palsy. And for the most part, the cause is unknown and there is no known cure. So Josh O'Rourke joins us today from the Cerebral Palsy Alliance to help us learn more about it. Hi there, Josh.
Hello, good to be with you.
It's lovely to have you on the show. You know, a lot of us have heard about cerebral palsy, I would say, but I think most of us don't actually know how it affects the body. Can you give us a brief rundown of exactly how the condition works?
Yeah, certainly. And look, I've been at CPA now for 4 years, and I didn't know a lot about cerebral palsy either. But as you say, it's the most common physical disability, so it really affects someone's ability to move and their posture. And it's caused, we know it's caused by trauma to the developing brain, so it does happen at childbirth or shortly after. But what's really interesting about cerebral palsy is it can be quite broad. So, you know, I know someone, a friend of mine, who's got cerebral palsy, and I had no idea for many years it affects just one of his hands. Whereas you might have somebody with a more severe type of cerebral palsy who may be unable to speak, unable to swallow, unable to walk. So it affects people in different ways.
Josh, we know, as Joe mentioned, there's no known cure, but have there been any advancements in the research to find a cure?
Yeah, there have. There's been lots, actually, and it's happened quite recently as well. So we started our research foundation for cerebral palsy in 2010 because we knew that there was very little being done around prevention and cure, and we felt we could change the progress on that front. So what we've been really focusing on recently is around this early intervention and detection. We know that when we intervene early, that increases the child's chances of being able to do things that we all enjoy, like being able to walk and talk. But one of the big challenges with cerebral palsy, because it is so complicated, is that often children are not diagnosed until much later. You're talking sort of 18 months, almost 2 years of age. So what we've been able to do is develop a program called the General Moves Assessment, which allows our researchers and doctors to be able to detect signs for cerebral palsy much earlier. And we're now able to accurately diagnose CP as young as 12 weeks, which means taking them into different types of therapies much earlier and improving their chances of a relatively normal life. So as a result of that, we've seen more children now being able to walk and talk, which is wonderful. The other sort of interesting update on the front is that we now have been able to identify different causes as well, which we were previously unaware of. So very common virus called CMV, we know now has a direct impact on potentially causing cerebral palsy. So we're able to now support women, particularly pregnant women, to change some of their daily habits to sort of protect their baby and reduce the chances of cerebral palsy as well. So it's a lot of great work being done around treatment, prevention and cure.
We talk viruses every day, Josh, because we've got a bit of a challenge with one at the moment. But it is fascinating to me that now we're finding so many of these neurological conditions being associated with a viral infection often many years before. And it might be shingles, it might be CMV, could be herpes, could be anything like that. I was fascinated watching the Paralympics, the number of outstanding athletes who had cerebral palsy. And do you think that has lifted the profile of the disease to say, I can do anything I want to do, even though I've got this particular issue? Have you found that a benefit?
Oh, look, absolutely. And I've been enjoying it as well. It's been wonderful, hasn't it? And I think, you know, there's a misconception out there that, you know, cerebral palsy affects people in the same way, and it doesn't. And, you know, our grand vision for our organisation is that people with cerebral palsy are included in society, and just the representation of our Paralympians has been absolutely outstanding. So, you know, one in two people with CP has an intellectual impairment, which means the other half don't. And so you might have somebody who's unable to communicate or use their muscles, but their cognitive ability hasn't been affected at all. And so it's really important for us to be able to understand that and to create, you know, one of the great things about this new technologies that are coming out at the moment is it's really changing the game for people with cerebral palsy and disabilities in general to the point now where some people who are unable to communicate verbally can now communicate by using their eyes, using a device called eye gaze. So we're having, you know, children with cerebral palsy being able to tell their parents for the first time, I love you, through the power of technology, which is just incredible.
Amazing.
Oh, that's really good. Oh, Josh. Yeah.
It's just such a simple thing that we take for granted. You know, we take that for granted, don't we? But here is like the child who hears for the first time, or the child who perhaps sees for the first time.
I think one of the most one of the things that jumps out at me is that just in the last 10 years, we've been able to reduce the rates of cerebral palsy in Australia by 30%, and we know that because we now have the cerebral palsy register, where we record data about people born with CP in Australia. It's actually the largest data set of any country in the world. We're very proud of that, and because of that register, we're able to track and record progress. And we know now that there are far fewer babies in Australia being born because of some really simple interventions, particularly for children who are born preterm. And they're things like the introduction of magnesium sulfate, which we now give to women going into early labour, and that protects the baby's brain during that birth. There's also other treatments like cooling a baby's brain. So, you know, back in the day, we would warm babies up. These days, we have doctors that can actually cool the baby's brain after an early birth or a traumatic birth, and that actually reduces the swelling and increases the chances of them being able to live a normal life. So some very simple interventions that's having some big impacts. When I started at CPA, we were saying 1 in 400 children, and that's now reduced to 1 in 700. And we have a goal to take it even further down.
It is just so inspiring to see that there is actual progress, that things are changing. And you so often when you hear about research and conditions such as this, you think maybe not in our lifetime, but actually there's a real difference taking place in front of our eyes, which is so wonderful to see, Josh. Yeah. And the other thing, when it comes to September, the sorts of things that the money that is raised contributes to are really basic things, from a youth services program for teens through to specially designed toys for children with, you know, to assist with their motor skills, right through to customised wheelchairs and of course the research as well. Such critical things, and real treatment as well.
Yeah, that's right. We really support people at every stage of their lives, whether it be early intervention or early therapies, as you mentioned, supporting them with the right equipment and helping them to become fully included in society. So there's a whole range of things that we do as an organisation to support our clients. And, of course, through our research efforts, that has implications for over 17 million people around the world who live with cerebral palsy. So events like September, which we which we love every year, very excited about, are absolutely critical in our allowing us to do this sort of work. And so right now we have over 135,000 people signed up to September.
Well done.
And they're out there getting their 10,000 steps a day. So it's great for them. They're getting out there and active, but it's also great awareness and fundraising to support our organisation and the people that we care for.
Well, it's not too late to get on board September. You could get out there and start raising money, or you can donate yourself as well. September.org.au is the website to go to for that, and also cerebralpalsy.org. If you're looking for some information or support. Thank you so much, Josh. It's been really wonderful to speak with you.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
You have a great Sunday, and we do love it when you give us a call, 131 873. Let's hear from Mary. Hello.
Morning, Mary.
Oh, hi. Can I speak to Mr. Quickly?
Sure. Yes. This is just plain Gerald, Mary.
Look, I'm 76 years of age. I've had pneumonia twice.
Yes.
I've had a hernia operation in June. And I went to the doctor on Tuesday, and he says I've got the infection back again.
Yes.
Does that mean my immune system is down?
Yes. Mary, pneumonia is something that when you get often as a child, there's part of your lung which doesn't function all that well, so it's really with you, and there's a predisposition. There are three things that we talk about for immune function. One is vitamin D3. If it comes in capsule form and you take 2 every day. The other is vitamin C, which you can get from your food, but it's worth getting a supplement, about 1,000 milligram once or twice a day. And the other is zinc. They are the three. Simple. Get them separately. Take them each day, and that's going to boost your immune system and keep you hopefully as well as we possibly can.
All the best with that, Mary. Our number is 131-873. Do give us a call. We'll get to your calls next. Plus, we will meet the man who went through 9.5 hours of agony, breaking a world record to bring awareness to chronic pain. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Spending more time indoors with 1 in 4 Aussies vitamin D deficient, let's look on the bright side. Go Healthy's Go Vitamin D3 from Chemist Warehouse can help. This high-strength 1,000 IU formula provides a full maximum daily dose of vitamin D3, all in a convenient one-a-day, easy-to-take capsule. Go Healthy's Go Vitamin D3 is just $15.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Wanderlust Collagen Booster, available now for $25.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Sally Obermeter, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Well, I think we concur, the three of us, that none of us are keen on doing planks for any length of time. Sounds like quite the horror show for me, but what a physical feat it is to break the world record and hold a plank for a whopping 9.5 hours, especially when you live with chronic pain. But that's exactly what South Australian man Daniel Scully did. He joins us now. Hi there, Daniel.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Congratulations. I've watched the YouTube video of you breaking this world record. It was a 2-minute highlight. I didn't sit through 9.5 hours.
My toes went into spasm just watching.
I know. But you had a sign behind you that whole time, Daniel, that said planking for chronic pain awareness. And particularly for you, it's about complex regional pain syndrome. So can you tell us why were you doing this for chronic pain awareness, and what does complex regional pain syndrome mean?
Definitely. So obviously I suffer from a condition called complex regional pain syndrome. It's virtually my brain sending wrong messages to my left arm, my affected area. Back when I was 12, I fell off a trampoline and broke it, and the bones healed up as they should have in the normal time frame, but I've still got wrong pain or incorrect pain where anytime I moved it, anytime someone touched it or put it in water, my arm would just flare up. So virtually I got diagnosed with complex regional pain syndrome within the first few months. And I've been living with it for the last 17 years.
Wow. So if you're in that much pain, yet you're exercising through this pain, it kind of seems counterintuitive. Yeah. Talk to us about why you do that and how that helps.
Well, I've always been taught from a young age, if you don't use it, you lose it. Mm. So with this condition, you almost need to reprogram your nerves and convince them that moving your arm is normal. It's not meant to be sending that pain to the affected area. At the start of training, I never understood why I'd have to use it and cause myself pain to gain the benefit out of it. But as I grew up sort of thing, I realised that if I didn't use my arm and just let it stay there, it would literally freeze up and it would give me more grief in the future. So starting for physio, starting off doing little things and doing little exercises helped me a little bit more manage my pain. And it's almost like I know I was going to go into a battlefield, give myself that little bit more grief to come out better at the other end.
So, Daniel, you're really telling us that the power of your brain to overcome this by you reprogramming it has meant that you can cope with your CRPS far more effectively, and you've got your quality of life back?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, my life has had to be adjusted quite a bit because of it. I was started off as a mechanic in a family business, and I'm ever so grateful for my parents helping me out. But I've had to transition myself into the office just because of day-to-day activities, as you need to use the arm as a mechanic. But, managing pain as well as convincing yourself that you can live with pain, even though you might just have to adapt your life to certain situations, this is the reason why I wanted to do the plank.
Well
just
done.
To prove to people you can put yourself through a battle, but mentally, if you convince yourself that you can do it and push through, even though you know you're going to inflict pain on yourself, if you want to do it, you can still achieve it.
That's incredible. The power of the mind. I mean, 9 hours. This is unbelievable. Any other world records that you're planning to do?
At this stage here, that's a common question that I get asked quite a bit. And I still just want to continue to raise awareness for chronic pain sufferers and CRPS and all the rest of it. So not to say no at this stage, but my main objective is just to raise awareness. continue to raise awareness.
Well, congratulations, Daniel, because we do know on this show, speak about chronic pain often on this show, that there are thousands and thousands of people living with chronic pain every day. So we really commend you for, you know, starting this conversation.
Well done.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And like I said, you know, the people that are suffering with chronic pain, you believe that you can do it and you want to do it, you just got to find that way to manage it, you know. And I know how debilitating it is. I know there's some days you don't want to get up out of bed. You don't want to go outside because you're just worried if you're going to inflict more pain to yourself. But I use pain as fuel to keep going and pushing through it.
Okay. Wow. Well, that's amazing.
If you believe you can do it, you can get it done.
Brilliant. Amazing. Thank you, Daniel. It's so great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, guys, for your time. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, have a great day. And we love it when you give us a call, 131873. Hi there, Ian in Melbourne.
Good morning, Ian.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Got a question for Gerald.
Sure.
Any suggestions, any herbal, any sort of medical suggestions for dealing with phantom pain, Gerald, on an amputee?
Yes.
Below the right knee.
Yes. So are you using any medications, Ian, at the moment? Lyrica or one of the pregabalin or one of those things?
No, they told me not to take any painkillers or medication.
Okay.
Just learn to deal with it.
Okay. Well, that's tough love for sure. Mm. Now, there are two things, Ian, that are going to make a difference with a bit of luck. And we're talking here about referred pain. So the limb doesn't exist, but it's still giving you pain. The first is lipoic acid. I mentioned it all the time, Ian. It's a 400 milligram capsule that you take twice a day after food. And the other is high strength turmeric. And I would be delighted in about a month if you could email me to thehouseofwellness.com.au, the Ask tab, give me an update, because there are other things we can add into that mix as well, depending on the feedback you give me. All right, you get that? Lipoic acid, 400 milligram twice a day, and high-strength turmeric.
All the best with that there, Ian. And do give us a call, 131873, with your calls. We'll get to them next, as well as some great ways to find balance with our nutrition. That's on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Wanderlust Collagen Booster, available now for $25.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Give us a call, 131873, with any questions for your health. Now, I've got to say, Sal, you're probably a lot more across this than I am. I find nutritional intake a little bit of it's a lot to juggle, right? You've got your vitamins and minerals and supplements and whole foods, and there's so much to know, right?
There is.
So I find it sometimes a little bit of a thing to navigate. Nutritionist and naturopath Shelley McKenzie is my kind of naturopath and nutritionist, because she loves pizza, chocolate and espresso martinis.
Yes!
Yeah. Because it's all about balance, and she believes in the 80-20 balance. She joins us now on behalf of our friends at Wanderlust to help us on our journey navigating balanced, healthier and happier lives. Hello there, Shelley.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you on the show. I know that you're passionate about the inherent health benefits of food, which I love too, because I think it's the best place to start. Can you tell us where this passion came from?
Yeah, sure. So in my early 20s, I was actually diagnosed with a health condition and learnt pretty early on that there were some changes that I could make just through nutrition and lifestyle to really support my own health needs. So these changes instantly made me start to feel better. And so it was through this own, like my own health storm, I guess, that I experienced firsthand just how powerful food can be.
You know, what do you think, Shelley? Because I think Joe made a good point. It seems confusing. It seems like there's a lot. So what do you think is the biggest misconception about nutrition?
Yeah, it's definitely a confusing world. I also agree with that. But I think when we think of nutrition, often people think we need to do it 100% to get results when it comes to our health outcomes. And I just think that all food has a purpose. And so even if we can do the nutrition 80%, then I think we'll still achieve really great health outcomes because, yeah, all food is there to be enjoyed, just some in moderation as opposed to others.
Shelley, your website has a magnificent phrase which goes like this: food should be used to nourish our bodies and nurture our souls, which I think is an incredibly powerful statement. Now, you had a thyroid issue. So are you managing that currently with all your nutritional intake and exercise and all those things? Or do you get that monitored every now and again?
Yeah, I definitely monitor it, normally every 6 months, but I do manage my thyroid condition just purely through diet and lifestyle and, of course, supplementation when it goes a little bit out of whack and I need a little bit of extra support. But it's something that's definitely monitored, and I can only encourage everyone to make sure that they've got a good health support and network around them so that they too can monitor their situation if they have a health concern as well.
Sure.
So tell us about supplementing our diet, because we read and hear about it so much, but I sort of don't know where to begin.
It is quite challenging. So I think we just need to strip things back to basics. So where possible, just strive for healthy and a well-balanced diet. So using whole foods 80% of the time, and then, of course, getting your soul foods, I like to call them 20% of the time, which might be things like your chocolate pizza and espresso martini. And then we always use things like superfood and whole food powders are a really great way just to add that nutritional benefit into the food you love. So the convenient powders that Wonderlust do, for example, you can simply add them into a drink or sprinkle it into your favourite meal, and you can just boost the nutrition profile of whatever you're drinking or eating, which is great.
And do you think, is it important that people don't get overwhelmed, that they just start with, for example, the area that they need to kind of fill the gap on? So if it's energy, for example, look for something that will help support your energy rather than deciding you're going to get everything and then do nothing.
Yeah, I think so. Again, I just really try to promote that back to basics. So just strip your nutrition back, try to go whole foods. You know, Wonderlust do some beautiful energy mushrooms that are just so easy to bring into the diet as well. So, yeah, definitely look for supplements that are going to support your health goal and outcome. And also when it comes to nutrition, yeah, just trying to eat that whole foods more often than not, I guess.
Well, thank you so much, Shelley, for helping us out with that nutrition. Of course, we're looking for organic plant-based powders, which are really beautiful and nutritious. And I know that the Wonderlust superfoods are vegan as well, for those who are concerned about that.
Yes, absolutely. They're beautiful.
All right. Thank you so much, Shelley. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks for having me.
And
bye.
Shelley comes to us from our friends at Wonderlust. Well, let's get to some calls. Hi there, Jean from Ringwood.
Good morning, Jean.
Yeah, hi there. I'm osteoporosis, natural therapist. Can you recommend anything?
So you've had this diagnosed, Jean, from the doctor. He's done a bone mineral density scan and he said, Jean, we're looking at osteoporosis here. Is that where you're up to?
Absolutely.
And did the doctor make any suggestions to you based on that diagnosis?
Yeah. It's prahlia everywhere, and prahlia is so scary.
Well, it's a six-month infusion, as the doctor probably explained, and it's there for where there is a major issue. So your consideration of prahlia is reasonable, but if your bone mineral density has dropped significantly, it may be what's required. We know that calcium and vitamin D3 and vitamin K2 with high calcium foods and resistance exercise all contribute to bone strength. So if you're concerned about it, Jean, have a chat to your doctor and say, could I have 6 months to see how I go before I have another test? But that will depend on what level your bone mineral density is at the moment. But they're the supplements, they're the lifestyle things. It really depends where your bones are at the moment.
All the best with that, Jean. And we have Adrian from Melbourne. Hello, Adrian.
Hello, Adrian.
Oh, good morning. Look, I just wanted to see if you got any ideas how can I manage in a strange condition that I recognise on myself. I eat good food and I recognise good food. I cook good food, but when I start eating, I can't stop. Mm. I eat and eat and eat and eat until I'm so full. And when I'm so full, I feel guilty. Yeah, then I was wondering if it's, beside going to a counsellor or psychoanalyst or something like that, if there's any other ideas that you've got.
Adrian, I'll tell you a couple of things, and I think this is interesting. And when it comes to good food, sometimes we forget flavour, and sometimes we forget that we're actually, as sort of we rightly spoke about before, nourishing the soul. So it's important to eat good food, but it's also important to eat food that makes you happy, because part of eating is satisfaction. And the reason sometimes we overeat is because we're just not satisfied, because we just keep going because we're looking for some satisfaction. So I would say, eat well, but also eat food that is satisfying. Make sure it's got flavour. You want to make sure you get a mix of protein and fat because that sends the message to the brain that says I'm full. And the other thing too is make sure you're drinking enough. So make sure you keep your fluids up because that will also help, in inverted commas, fill your stomach, you know, because you don't necessarily need all of the food that you're having. And then I think too, obviously, when I talked about being satisfied, sometimes we eat out of boredom, we eat emotionally. That happens to all of us for stress, boredom, frustration, all of these things. So I think the other part of that is looking for another outlet if you can find it.
So what you're saying, Sal, there's no magic pill that's going to suddenly fix this, Adrian. What about eating more slowly, Sal? You know, should we slow everything down, have a glass of water before you start eating?
Have some water beforehand. And also if you can make mealtimes enjoyable, whether that's having some music on, whether that's eating with other people, whatever that might be.
Glass of wine?
Make it enjoyable. Yeah, a glass of wine. Absolutely. Make it something to look forward to, not just something where and as a emotional eater, I can tell you, I have stood many times in front of the fridge and eaten an entire day's worth of, you know, kind of calories mindlessly because I'm frustrated.
Yeah.
And it's about, I guess, acknowledging how you feel and then going, okay, eating this isn't actually going to solve my frustration. What else can I do? Maybe I need to speak to someone. Maybe I need to call a friend. Maybe I need to have a walk, whatever that might be. So it's different for everyone, but
yep. We're with you, Adrian, and it's a very common problem at the moment on the eastern seaboard.
Absolutely, and I think trying to remove guilt from it. Mm. He says that he feels guilty. Yeah. It's so common. We all do it. Mm. So be kind to yourself around that.
And enjoy it, Adrian. Enjoy it. Yes. Make it a pleasure.
And we'll have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Discover the Wanderlust Vegan Plant Active Beauty range at Chemist Warehouse, like Wanderlust Collagen Booster, a delicious beauty blend with vitamin Z derived from acerola, camu camu, baobab and other superfruits to support collagen formation for glowing skin. The convenient powder format can be added to water, juice, a smoothie or your favourite brekkie bowl. To try Wanderlust Collagen Boost, go to Chemist Warehouse, only $25.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Wanderlust Collagen Booster, available now for $25.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness and Gerald. In our A to Z of vitamins, we're exploring the benefits of ubiquinol.
And considering the fatigue that's going around at the moment, Joe, where everyone feels tired, we're being restricted on various activities. So waking up tired, going to bed tired is important. I want you to imagine a little powerhouse within every cell in your body. And that powerhouse produces coenzyme Q10, important for every process that happens within a muscle. The difficulty is for those of us that are over 20 and when you're over 20, your ability to actually produce coenzyme Q10 starts to drop away. The ready-to-use form of CoQ10 is ubiquinol. It's a simple option to regenerate energy production in every cell. It does make a difference relatively quickly, and certainly if fatigue is an ongoing issue that you're finding, it's worth considering. Get some advice on it. Good stuff.
Lovely. Now, thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. We have time for one more quick call. Hi there, Joyce from
Hello,
Brunswick.
Hello, Joyce. Good morning.
Good morning, Gerald. One quick call, please. I was going to ask you for something else, but this is more important for me. I have this annoying cough, which I had for so long. No matter what I take, it's not going away, and I've been having sleepless night, coughing my heart out. And I sometimes in the morning, I don't even feel like getting out of bed. Mm. What can I take for it? What can I do?
The cough starts, Joyce, when you lie down. Is that correct?
Most of the time, yeah. I said, let me shut my eye and go to sleep first.
Okay, fine. So a slightly higher pillow, please, Joyce. Have your evening meal earlier because that mucus may be produced after your meal and it accumulates at the top of your throat and you try and cough it up. Now, there is a new oral spray that's just been released that your pharmacist will have, which actually stops the accumulation of mucus at the top of your throat. And if you ask your pharmacist about that, it's very simple. Spray it to the back of your throat 4 times a day. It stops the mucus accumulation. It will mean you get a good night's sleep, Joyce.
All the best with that, Joyce. And thank you so much to all of our callers. If you weren't able to get through, of course, go to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab and ask your question. And you will receive an answer from Gerald at some point when you're very diligent in answering those questions.
Possibly today, because what else can we do?
Yes. Well, we'll have more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Wanderlust Collagen Booster, available now for $25.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It has been lovely to spend the last hour with you, Sally and Gerald. I want to bring up a thing that people frequently ask about, and that's shingles. Very quickly, Gerald, Sally, it's basically an immunity thing that we need to address.
It's a reactivation of the chickenpox virus, and I think stress plays a huge role, Joe, particularly where events seem to happen. So you could be very ill, something happens, tips you over the edge.
Yes.
And if you find that you've got a spot somewhere and it's really annoying, don't hesitate. Go and have it checked out, because if you get it early enough, there's an antiviral medication the doctor can prescribe. But if it's after a few days, the antiviral doesn't work and it's too late.
And I think you're so right, Joe. It's a stress response. Like your body is just, it's your body's giving you a message. It's saying, I'm not coping.
Yeah. Which there's a lot of that around at the moment.
100%. So, everyone needs to be kind to themselves. It's full on at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's absolutely true. Hey, if you're interested in learning more about that kind of thing, you could check out the House of Wellness podcast, Best of You. The recent episode that we dropped was around managing change. And we had this great conversation with Dr. Mary Ho Wang, who is from Sydney's progressive psychology practice, the Indigo Project. She's beautiful and amazing. So check that out wherever you get your podcasts. And also you can check out House of Wellness TV today at midday on Channel 7 and back on your screens on Friday at 2 o'clock. Fantastic story around how you can tell whether you have got a migraine or a headache. What is the difference and what you need to do about that? I see your eyes light up there,
Sal.
Yes.
I like that. I'm going to listen.
Yes, so do check that out. Gerald and Sal, it's been great to
share the show with you.
Happy Sunday, guys.
As always, check out houseofwellness.com.au. And thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we'll see you next week.